By this point in the pandemic, New Yorkers are used to seeing signs pretty much everywhere looking to hire employees. But unless you've got kids in school or work in the education sector, you may not know that the employee shortage extends to the world of school bus drivers, who are responsible for transporting about 2 million kids each day in New York to school and extracurricular activities. To discuss the shortage, including what caused it and the state's initial efforts to address it, we're joined by David Christopher, Executive Director of the New York Association for Pupil Transportation. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you, and thanks for the invite today.
So when you look at the school bus driver levels in New York heading into this fall's school year, how did they compare to, say, last year, which albeit was a kind of a different school year, or the years prior to that when we had just ordinary in-person instruction?
The numbers we're using, Dave, this year, based on a couple surveys that were done by our association and the New York State Contractors Association, we're somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 20% down in terms of the numbers of school bus drivers. Our surveys were showing around 10 to 15% shortage, and the Contractors Association was showing around 15 to 20% shortage. So either way, it's significant compared to pre-pandemic levels when we were using 55,000 as the number of school bus drivers in our state. So it's a serious issue.
Is the shortage a surprise that manifested itself essentially overnight, or have we been heading in this direction for some time now?
Well, it's fair to say we had a significant school bus driver shortage pre-pandemic. The industry has struggled with that issue for many years, and the pandemic just made it worse, quite frankly. Many school bus drivers are retired individuals, and if you had any type of a health issue, mm-hmm. or if you were, you know, older, and, you know, we all know that, you know, the COVID-19 virus is a risk to older people and people with health issues. And if you fell in those categories, you may choose not to be in the school bus industry anymore because you're kind of in a situation where you're exposed to students and, you know, individuals every day. So many of them left the industry as a result of that and decided that they did not want to be faced with the possibility of illness. And, you know, when schools closed or paused for short periods of time, some drivers who, you know, maybe lost their jobs or, you know, wanted more different kinds of work moved on to the package delivery industry, which, you know, we all know has just boomed over the pandemic era. So, you know, for those reasons, and, you know, of course, you know, there's other reasons, you know, the significant regulation that, you know, we have to meet in terms of training and qualifying a driver. And, you know, before the pandemic, you know, unemployment was pretty low. So for those reasons, we've been faced with this shortage for several years, and it's gotten worse due to COVID-19.
What's the consequence of not having enough school bus drivers?
Well, I think we're seeing that across the state. You know, many schools have had to adjust scheduling to accommodate bus routes. Some schools have asked parents to transport. Some students are now riding transit buses to school, you know, where transit operations are available. And some schools are looking at their walking policies to put students off buses because they don't have the school bus drivers to accommodate all the students. So all of those things are being looked at. And, you know, we have to remember the students are 70 times safer riding a school bus to and from school, according to NHTSA. So we want to try to keep this industry viable and out there for the safety and the convenience of parents and kids. And so we've really got to look at this holistically and find ways to solve this problem.
Do you have a sense, either from anecdotal reports or the surveys you've conducted, about certain regions that might be hit worse by this shortage, or maybe not even regions, more specifically certain schools that maybe they can't pay a premium for a bus driver the way maybe a more affluent school could?
Well, we've done some surveys and that have shown hourly rates anywhere from $13 an hour to $35 an hour. And certainly if you're paying less and you're not paying benefits, you may have more problems attracting people to the industry. But I have to tell you that it looks like even some of the higher paid school districts are struggling to get enough people in the door to, you know, not only cover their regular everyday home to school bus runs, but also sports trips and an extra kind of work that substitute work, for instance. You know, every operation needs a backup substitute pool for people who get ill and can't come to work. So, you know, some school districts are doing better because they've got enough to cover their, you know, their home to school everyday runs. But, you know, most that I've talked to wish they had a few more to cover for those extracurricular and substitute jobs that they have to cover. A lot of operations are using full-time management staff and mechanics staff to maintenance staff to drive school buses, which is not good because they have other jobs that are important that they need to be doing. So, you know, again, you know, if you're just covering your bus runs, you still need, you know, that extra bench, if you will, to get through the day.
So no one has tapped juniors or seniors to start getting behind the wheel to drive their classmates around then?
No, absolutely not. No, that ended many years ago, if you remember, when the federal CDL came out nationally. 18-year-olds were no longer able to drive children to school, which, you know, certainly a good thing.
Well, luckily, there are people smarter than me coming up with some ideas for how to address this shortage. And we heard recently from Governor Kathy Hochul, who rolled out some short-term ideas to boost the number of drivers, including expanding opportunities for commercial driver's license testing and boosting some of the recruitment efforts. Do you think any of these ideas will make a meaningful difference quickly?
Yes, I do. I know that the Department of Motor Vehicles is working hard to provide CDL testing for school bus drivers. We've talked to DMV and the governor's office, and they've helped us tremendously over the last few days to provide additional testing for CDL candidates. I think that the ability to provide more testing going forward in terms of more testing sites and more personnel to deliver the test is going to help tremendously. We're starting to see more people apply in some areas for jobs, which is helpful because prior to this, we just were not seeing that. So we're thinking because unemployment benefits have run out for many people that maybe that has helped in terms of the number of people walking into operations applying for school bus driving jobs. So the next step, obviously, would be able to get those people trained and get them tested out by New York State DMV. So we thought that was a very helpful thing on behalf of the state, the governor, to do that for us.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're speaking with David Christopher, Executive Director of the New York Association for Pupil Transportation, and we're discussing the state's shortage of bus drivers. In the interim, there's been a proposal from a Hudson Valley Assembly member to basically call up the National Guard to fill some of these empty school bus driver seats. What do you think about that as a short-term fix to help alleviate some of the pressure on these school bus drivers?
Well, certainly anyone who is properly licensed and properly trained, we're all for putting them in the driver's seat. And if there's National Guardsmen out there who have the proper license and wish to be properly trained to transport school children, we're more than happy to have them step in to help out. Unfortunately, we have to remember that it's not an easy thing to just put someone in the seat of a school bus and transport children because there's certain processes and regulation and safety practices that you have to know when you transport school children. So it's not something that we can just pick somebody off the street and ask them to do that job. You know, we certainly have to do the proper training. So again, if there's, you know, National Guard personnel that are properly licensed and willing to be properly trained, both in terms of the state regulations and across, as well as local regulations, you know, every school district has their own little way of doing things, you know, so we want to make sure that anybody gets behind the wheel understands that.
Do you think there are some long-term fixes to this that should be considered either on the state level or even on the federal level, because we're seeing this shortage not just in New York, but in states around the country?
Sure. It's a national issue. I think we need to look at the regulations that are in place and reevaluate and make sure that they're really doing what they're intended to do. One of the problems that we face is that when someone walks in the door to apply to be a school bus driver, it's a significant amount of time before they can actually get on the road and drive a bus, upwards of 2 to 3 months by the time you do all the necessary training and get them scheduled for a commercial driver's license test. So most people who apply for a job don't want to wait 2 to 3 months to be able to go to work. So we really need to look at that process and all the regulations that need to be met in terms of getting a person qualified to drive. And I think that's one of the long-term things that we can do.
In terms of the qualifications for drivers, federal law mandates that you get a commercial driver's license as well as some additional training. Is that license an important threshold, or are there other ways, potentially not that license and more training, that could be used for drivers in the future while still ensuring that school buses remain safe?
Well, there's a lot of talk about a school bus specific CDL, which I think merits some investigation and some research. There's certain parts of the CDL process that school bus drivers need to complete in order to pass a road test, many of the training pieces. And some of those items may not be as important for a school bus driver as might be for a truck driver or an over-the-road coach driver. So I think there's some thought going on in terms of looking at those the CDLB and keeping an open mind in terms of maybe creating a school bus driver specific CDL. I think that has some interest in I can't speak to the in terms of where we're at today with that, but certainly it's something that we're looking at.
So I'm 34 years old, and growing up, one of the children's programs that I would watch was the Magic School Bus with Mrs. Frizzle. And I'm wondering, could you tap into that nostalgia for the millennials like me and maybe do some sort of Magic School Bus branding to potentially get the next generation of drivers? I mean, that one's free if you think that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I think you hit a good point there. I think the entire profession of school bus driver needs to be looked at in terms of what it really is. It's really a profession. The people who do that work are highly trained. They're specifically licensed, and they have a significant amount of responsibility. And I think historically, we've probably not held that position in the highest of regard, and we need to do that. So Magic School Bus or whatever else we might want to call it, we can do that. But I think we need to look at that in the profession of school bus driver in a different light.
Well, we've been speaking with David Christopher. He's the executive director of the New York Association for Pupil Transportation. Dave, thank you so much for making the time, and good luck with this crisis.
Thank you as well. Have a good day.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.